Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Axe and Crown, Round 2, Episode 5, Off and Running.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Stan.
Hey, Stan. How was the market?
Oh, so good this morning. I got some amazing cheeses for brunch tomorrow. I got some new candles for the tables, especially for table 3. Oh, and I met this amazing woman who's running for town council.
I'm confused.
About what?
You used amazing and running for town council in the same sentence.
Ah, ha, ha. Look, I'm being serious. Her name's Constance Moldvay, and she's all about making the city safer for everyone. Better roads and sewers, cracking down on polluting industries. I told her we'd vote for her.
Now, see, there are three things wrong with that statement. First of all, you ain't me, and you don't get to say who I vote for.
Yeah, sorry, I just got overexcited.
Especially because, secondly, I don't vote.
Wait, what, Gubbin. You have to vote.
Ah, counselors, they're all the same. They say they're going to stop corruption and help the poor and blah-de-blah-de-blah. And then they get elected and whoops, ooh, it just all slipped out of their mind. And the rare time they do come up with a good idea, the king and or queen suddenly decides, nope, can't possibly do that. So what good are they?
Listen, Constance is different. She gets things done. Look, it says it right here on the pamphlet. See, she gets things done.
I see that.
Do you remember when Pomfret's potions were dumping their effluent into the river?
Jeez, that sounds bad.
Are you kidding? It was great. That big outbreak of flying fish, you could walk out the front door here and catch them without a boat. We were serving those up all summer.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the fish. Do you know how many kids were born with three eyes that year?
Is that where they all came from?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering.
Hey, it was great for the hat business here in town. Hiding all those third eyes, they had to pull them down low. They looked really fashionable, those kids.
It's worse than that. It turns out old Mr. Pomfrets was good buddies with the Lord Mayor. So no one was doing anything about the dumping except Constance Moldvay. She led a big protest outside the town hall. Keep our river clean. Nix the elixir mixers. They had to clean up or move out of town.
So they cleaned up?
No, they moved out of town. All their potions are brewed in Balcomar now.
Yeah, that figures.
Yeah, too bad for all the folks that work there.
The point is, it worked. No more third eyes, no more fires breaking out on the river.
Yeah. Hooray for Constance.
And that's why I'm voting for her.
No, you're not. Which brings me to my third point. This pamphlet says Ward 2. You're living on the other side of the river now, kid.
Oh, darn, you're right. I didn't even think about that. Wait, what ward are we in anyway?
Yeah, this is Ward 7, South Shore Bogtown.
Who's our current counselor?
Mr. Duffin Braithwick. Used to run a big shipping company down at the docks. He's been on the council for about 1,000 years. Barely shows up for meetings anymore. Just collects his pay and goes off to play golf with his developer buddies. Drives me nuts!
Look, we need someone like Constance to run in our ward.
Huh. You ever think about running for council, Uncle?
I had not considered it. No.
People would totally vote for you. You're a fixture in this neighborhood. This place is a beloved institution.
If you say so.
I do say so.
You think I got time to sit on my butt in the council chambers listening to speeches about sewage treatment options?
You said the incumbent guy never shows up to council meetings.
Let alone getting out there, shaking hands and smiling big fake smiles for the voters.
Ah, come on, Gubbin.
What about you, Stan?
Me?
You're a prominent local business owner now. You're head of innovation overseeing the transformation of the Axe and Crown.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sure I try, but you know that. Thank you. I don't know anything about politics, so it's...
Stan doesn't have the nerve for politics.
Yeah.
I think of him as a soft little bunny man.
Okay.
You put him in a debate against a throw pillow, and I guarantee you, 10 minutes in, he's going to say, oh, yeah, right, Mr. Pillow. I didn't see it that way before. I better take a nap.
Uncle.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And I love pillows. They're so nice.
They are, aren't they?
How about you, Batula? You got more nerve than me, that's for sure. And you follow goings-on in the neighborhood, right?
Well, I like to keep up to date, but politics isn't really my wheelhouse either.
Well, you'd be great, though. You're down-to-earth, forthright, honest. No, I mean, how does this Braithwick guy keep getting elected? Is he just a really likable guy?
Are you kidding? Everyone hates his guts! His family employs a ton of people, but meanwhile, he's been trying to undermine the guilds for years.
You'd think they'd be organizing against him.
They are! But that's where money talks. He's got 1 million crowns from the shipping business, and who knows how many other big companies lining his pockets. He can outspend his opponents 100-1.
Really?
Yeah, running for office is expensive. There's printing, signs, staffing.
Paying off the right people at the palace and town hall.
And these companies are paying how much to finance him?
Thousands. Tens of thousands. Not to mention all the wine and carriages and trips to Meluria.
Nice work if you can get it. The question is, how to get it?
Yeah. Wait. You're not thinking of running, are you?
Why not? Batula could totally get in.
I don't know. I'd need a platform if I was going to run.
Woohoo!
If...
you're actually considering it.
Just hypothetically.
Hypothetical woohoo!
Hypothetically. Start with cutting back property taxes, huh? Essie over on Anchor Street, she's about to lose a deli because she can't keep up.
These new places can afford to pay, though,
uh-huh.
Like the Badger and Bucket. Maybe anyone new who buys into the neighborhood gets the new rate.
That is nice thinking. I like that. Miss Batula, what about road safety? That's a big thing in Constance's plan. Do you have any proposals?
Better street lighting?
Yeah! The number of times I've nearly broken my neck on those cobblestones.
Oh, that one night you got both your boots stuck in the mud and came home barefoot?
Oh, exactly. Not to mention all the muggings and the pickpocketing that goes on around here at night. We have got to do something about that.
Yeah, definitely. Damn those thieves.
What else? What does Braithwick usually run on?
Jobs.
And?
That's it!
Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. But how do we outdo him on that? More jobs, better jobs, shinier jobs?
Well, when it comes to jobs, Batula's got quite a track record. I mean, if you count the forgery, fencing, and professional kleptomania.
Well,
I think we're talking about making jobs for other people, Uncle.
Oh, hey, you know, you gotta help yourself before you can help anybody else, right? That's my motto.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay, so it looks like we've got 5 candidates in the running. There's me, Duffin Braithwick, and 3 others. Vincenzo Funk wants tuition cuts and a freeze on swan boat fares.
Ah, he's just a kid. He's not going to be a threat this time.
Grinelda Blank...
Is she running again? Ah, good old Grinelda.
Yeah, her platform seems to be pretty much down to restrict the number of cats
living in one house. It's basically a feud between her and her neighbor. She's run for the council about a dozen times.
And finally, we got Jane Tolliveri, school teacher, really focused on getting rid of corruption at town hall. So, potential danger there.
Yeah. You're taking this more seriously than I thought.
Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of like casing the joint before you break it and steal some. Oh. Hey, Stan.
Hey, guys. Look, I got our posters printed up. Check it out. Look at this. Vote Batula.
Wow.
Is that supposed to be me?
Yeah, well, we were in a bit of a hurry and you weren't there to pose for the portrait, so I just, you know, described you.
That explains why you're wearing a suit.
Well, I thought it would be good if you look, you know, kind of professional.
I mean, it's not a bad look.
Keep the South Side affordable. Hard to argue with that slogan.
What am I holding?
A baby.
That's a baby? Why is it wearing a suit?
Oh, no. That's supposed to be a troll baby, isn't it?
Well, it didn't seem right to put you on a poster holding somebody else's baby, so...
And now everyone's going to think I'm a mom.
Look, I just thought holding a baby would make you seem more trustworthy and approachable.
Stop laughing. Stop it. Fine, if that's what it takes.
Yeah, it might resonate with the parents out there.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely the ones with really ugly kids.
Yeah. It looks a little like a tiny gubbin.
Oh, it can't be me. It's wearing a suit.
Okay, team, what do you say? Time to get out there and slap some posters on walls.
There'll be someone getting slapped, all right. I'm sorry. This is all new to me. I didn't realize the campaign was already on.
The campaign is always on, Batula.
I mean, no one's ever walked up to me and asked me point blank like that before.
Hey, you sure surprised that guy, though. How do we know you're not a crook like all the rest?
Yeah, what was I supposed to do?
Well, tell him in glorious detail about all of your exploits as a professional thief, apparently.
You said the whole idea behind this campaign was honesty.
An honest image? There's a huge difference between that and actual honesty.
So lie and then lie about lying.
As usual.
Oh, man, I suddenly feel sick to my stomach. When did you steal an antique carriage full of jewels anyway?
A couple months ago. It was parked right outside the palace, too.
Oh, Batula!
Stan, I worked for a Maiorian gangster. I've done a lot more than steal a few things.
Oh, jeez, I don't want to know this.
Oh, it's fine, Stan. You saw that guy. He was impressed.
Yeah, but if word gets out...
Oh, we'll be fine. We just gotta spin it the right way.
Spin it? Spin it how?
Well, we're in Ward 7. It's a rough neighborhood. What percentage of the people out there haven't been tempted to steal a little something now and then?
I think that you will find that most of our neighbors are honest, hardworking folks.
Gubbin's right. They're also going to understand the pressure someone faces living here, and that it may lead them to take on activities that are not on their face legal.
Ah, well said. Well said, niece o' mine.
I mean, I guess it shows initiative, and what could we say? It shows organization.
Yes, absolutely. It took 6 of us to pull off that carriage job, and it needed days of planning.
Well, that's good. A proven track record of management and leadership.
A team player, but decisive.
I don't like this anymore.
It's okay, Stan. You don't have to be out there doing the talking.
But talking is what I'm good at. Lying, not so much.
Okay, well then just believe what we tell you and repeat it to whoever you meet.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you, this is how we attract the big money to our campaign.
I'm going to go see if the printer has our pamphlets ready yet.
Ah, jeez. What are we going to do with that kid?
Oh, he'll be fine. Stan's always fine. He just gets nervous when we try something new.
Or tell the truth?
Yeah. The look on that fella's face.
I actually thought his eyes might fall out.
I am starting to like this running for office thing.
Yeah, it's more fun than I thought. Well, I believe I shall freshen up before the afternoon rush starts.
All right, I'll get these posters and things out of the way.
All
right. Oh, hey there, we're not open until 4:30.
Oh, I'm not looking for a drink. Are you Batula?
Yeah, that's me.
Forgive me, you don't look exactly like your posters.
Yeah, sure. Can I help you?
Yes, we'd like to talk about how we could assist you with your campaign.
Well, that's awfully nice of you. When you say we, who exactly is that?
Stuart Bathbridge. I represent Mysticorp Energy. It's a pleasure to meet you, Batula.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King, with special guest Thoreau Smiley. Written and directed by Sean Howard and Eli McElveen. Sound designed by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard. Thanks to our supporting producers, Kim Bellinger, Ryan Cushman, and Kona. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. You can get early access to episodes, plus all new bonus stories, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at albasalix.com.
Team Batula. Team Batula. Come on, everybody with me.
I'm going to my room.
Team Batula.
All right, don't storm off. Come back here.
Team
come on.
Team Batula.
Ah, who's a good little niece? Huh? Who's a good little niece?
I like ponies.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Look to the sea.
Wayland's assembled a team. They're inside already.
This was a risky gamble. There will be consequences for the both of you.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I thought you said this would be a quick in and out job!
Did I say that? I'm not gonna lie, I'm drawing a blank here, Johnny.
Peace of mind. Is that what you call it? You think that what you've given me is peace of mind?
I knew you'd come out on the other side. That's just you, right? You never give up. Unless you're giving up on me.
It's always raining in Neo Atlantis.
It can't rain all the time.
That'll be enough, Mr. Indri. Enough conversation. You have a job to do. Finish it. Kill them. Return Alex Webb to us.
The sentiment will surely get me killed in the process, but I mean, none of us get out of this life alive. Am I right?
Cybernautica Breakwall, Cybernautica Undertow. A production of Red Fathom Entertainment. Presented by the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to both complete series now. Welcome to Neo Atlantis.